part of the Four Frequencies Sake podcast network. Today on Card Subject to Change, the boys welcome the Tribal Chief, DJ Jarvis. Wait a minute. Tribal Chief my ass. Everyone knows that's Roman Reigns. Anyway, the alleged Tribal Chief is here, and it's draft day for the CSTC crew. Both the NFL and the WWE are doing their drafts this week, and ahead of that, we're doing our own. The teams are set, the coin's been flipped, and the best part is, when we're done, you listeners get to pick who had the better draft. Time to head into the studio. Here's the Honorable Nick Bull to kick things off.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Card Subject to Change podcast. What did I do?
I think we're on a delay there.
Five-second delay in case Nick curses.
I heard, I'm like, okay. That's okay. I'm going to try and watch
Nick
it. I'll
swears.
Start to a minimum tonight. But otherwise, welcome to another... Welcome to another edition of the Card Subject to Change podcast. Along with us tonight, of course, we see Stripes. Introduce Tribal Chief of the For Frequency's Sake podcasting network. DJ Jarvis is joining us. Oh, and we thought we'd get up.
Okay. I think we're Nick's having a little bit of technical issues there,
DJ?
but he's there. There we go. Oh,
there you are. Yeah.
We lost you for a second, Nick, and then you came back.
DJ, big week for you, for fantasy's sake, podcast network. We're going to get out in front of this. The NFL draft is this week. A little bit on what's going on with you guys.
Yeah, we are going to have a live draft party at Kavanaugh's in Rock Island. It's going to be Joe from Educated Ignorance, myself, a guest from Hawkeye headquarters, WHBF's Hawkeye-centric talk show. We're going to talk the draft, give analysis on each pick, have a lot of fun, and we're going to give away a $500 pellet grill. So I'm pretty excited as a grilling guy myself, and a smoker, pretty excited for that.
Of course, DJ, you're not eligible to win, so you can't be too excited.
That's all right. I have one that I paid a lot of money for that I use for me. So
he's a smoker and a toker.
Well, we had the premise. this delay is going to kill me tonight.
Try dropping out and coming back, Nick.
I will. I'll be right back, fellas.
All right. So while we wait on Nick, CZ, do you want to go ahead and go over the draft rules that we kind of spoke about earlier and kind of get those listeners ready for the draft?
Not at all. So I'll be honest, I am a fantasy draft newbie. I have never done any type of fantasy draft. So the way I understand things, and DJ, you can correct me because you're the expert as far as drafts go. We each get a pick, the four of us. It's a 10-round go. We are doing a serpentine draft. Nick, welcome back. Are you hearing us on time now?
Much better now. Yes, much better. Thank you very much. Sorry about the technical difficulties. CZ, I heard you describing the serpentine draft and how we're going about things.
Yeah, if you want to take over, you guys are the draft experts. All I said was we each get a pick each round. We're doing a serpentine draft. I will tell you that we have a couple people that are ineligible. That would be Roman Reigns, since he is the Universal Champion and he holds all the title, all the main titles, as well as Sami and KO, since they are the Universal Tag Team Champions. Everyone else is eligible. If you want a champion on your show, you got to draft them. What we're going to do, DJ has a Wheel of Fame for the CSTC podcast set up for us. We're going to eliminate, we're going to roll the wheel, we're going to spin the wheel. The name is going to come up. It's going to eliminate that person. The last man standing, Nick's favorite stipulation, by the way, is who gets the first draft.
Don't give me that crap.
Tell me this wheel spins faster than this. Yes.
There it is. There it is. Well, I guess I'm out. Look at that.
You are. You're out.
First one out. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. All right. So it looks like. Ooh.
No.
Oh, right there. Oh, right in the end. It's easy. Okay. So it's down to the tribal chief and Mr. Nick
this,
Bull. Who's going to be number
this
one?
Looks
draft
really
pick?
Rigged if, this looks really rigged if the tribal chief wins.
Oh, just and saying. He did. He did.
Look at that.
Rigged.
All right. Rigged. So it looks like the tribal chief is going to be the number one draft pick. That means DJ and I are Raw, and CZ and the honorable one is SmackDown.
Who's going to pick first between the two of you?
I will let Nick
well,
be the
it
last
depends.
Pick.
It depends on who you're taking. Playa. Oh, by the way, we're not wasting a pick. Teddy Long is on SmackDown. That's just a given, okay?
Oh, wait a minute. Wait.
Hey, I'm good with people power. We could have John Laurinaitis as our
Teddy. Okay.
Teddy Long is right. Synonymous with SmackDown. If we're SmackDown, we get Teddy Long.
All right. I guess we'll take people power.
That's right.
Oh, boy. So anyone is eligible, anyone from Raw, SmackDown, or even NXT, if we want some call-ups yep. here, have a feeling that we're going to have a couple. we're going to start things off. DJ, who's picking first for you guys? You're the first pick, so you get
DJ is number one.
You get to kick us off.
Well, I made this nice draft board with grids and everything like that. I guess, I mean, we talked about this a little bit in the chat. Might not be the way normal fans would go. For me, there's one guy, if we're not drafting Roman Reigns, and I've got to take Seth freaking Rollins.
Yep.
I mean, in my opinion, this is the obvious pick here. He could do everything. He doesn't need a belt. He can be our main eventer. He can open our show. He can be our mid-carder. We could just slap him against Omos for God's sakes. And we know we're going to get a good match out of him. So, you know what? We'll get the ratings guy. Even if he just wants to walk out looking nice on the Raw after WrestleMania, you know, and then never cut a promo, we're cool with that too.
Yeah, we're all right. We'll go with that.
Yeah.
Can't fault you there. I cannot fault you there, DJ. In our war room, we can reveal now since he's off the board. That was CZ's number one pick. If I had the number one pick, that would not have been my number one pick. And that's no offense to Seth or anything. But you made the obvious choice at one for your guys' show. And, you know, since CZ and I, are you picking first CZ or me?
I'm going to let you take the last one. That way gotcha. You get the serpentine.
I'm even better. CZ, we've always been the wrestling show, right? SmackDown, it's always been considered the wrestling show.
100%.
So that's something we've always got to take into account here, and I cannot wait to see who you take.
Well, I'm going to – I know you and I had talked. I know who your number one is, and I'm going to go ahead and put him on the board. We're going to get a champion right away on our show. I am going with Gunther.
Okay.
Excellent pick, by the way, CZ. That's who I would have taken number one overall. Here's why. We're the wrestling show. They're already strapping a rocket to this guy. We've got the most valuable title available between the IC and the US, in my opinion. And I think we've got the better wrestler between Gunther and Austin Theory. That's the current US champ. So excellent pick, CZ. Excellent pick. We got our guy. This war room is very happy right now. The SmackDown war room is happy. Teddy Long, player!
You're going to go one-on-one with The Undertaker.
No, not with The Undertaker.
Oh, that's your next pick, CZ?
No. We're not wasting a pick.
Oh, there we go. I think CZ just said The Undertaker. So you guys say that, you know, you guys are the wrestling show. Okay, but I'm going to go with a guy that can pretty much dole out a banger after banger. And this is a guy that I've seen him wrestle Seth freaking Rollins live and in person. I'm going to go with number one draft pick, AJ Styles.
Wow. When I like AJ.
AJ, you know, can get in there with the best of them. He can bring up younger guys. You know, granted, yes, he may be at the end of his run, but I think that he's gonna be a good one to come back and kind of lead the way for Raw.
I love
good,
that pick.
Good choice.
That's a good pick. That's something that I like that you took that there. I didn't think that's where you were going as you I thought you were going another way, and that person may get drafted here in the next couple picks or so. We'll see. But you're right. AJ Styles is a guy that's forgotten. He got injured back in January. I think it was a broken ankle. We knew he was going to miss Mania. So now it's one of those things of when are we going to see him again?
He should be back pretty soon.
I would say anytime.
Yeah,
I don't know if they'd use him at Backlash. I don't know if they're going to need him with that Rollins Omos match. I mean, that's a blockbuster right there.
Ooh,
I'm sorry. Well, when you went ooh, I was burping. I'm sorry, but the AJ Styles pick is very good. Look at him. Look at his track record. He's won world championships everywhere. He's went
everywhere.
Everywhere he's went. Known more for his high-flying stuff in his younger days, gotten older here, more a mat-based. He still can fly with the best of them, though. AJ Styles is a name that doesn't get mentioned enough when they talk about, best wrestlers in the game right now. But for me, he's definitely one of them. Great pick there.
Fantastic. That brings us to you, Mr. Bull. It's time for your first-round draft pick. Who's coming to SmackDown?
Well, we at SmackDown, we love wrestling, and we love championships, but we also recognize greatness amongst us. And with that in mind, I am going to take Rhea Ripley.
No!
At the 4 pick. She's hotter than ever right now, folks. Woo!
Woo-hoo!
2 picks, 2 titles. We've got 2 attractions we're building this show around. Gunther and Rhea Ripley. Go ahead, DJ. Break down my pick. You're the expert here.
I definitely had her pretty highly ranked there. Uh-huh. She was my top female superstar. Not only are we fun to watch her in the ring, you know, She gives little boys and men alike nightmares and makes them question their sexuality. So we're all good about having her on Fox. I just don't know on Raw if we would have been able to handle Maria Hargitay on Law & Order and then Rhea Ripley should kick it off. love the pick. Love the pick.
She's something else. I mean, possibly the best women's match in history at Mania 39 against Charlotte. With her joining Judgment Day, I've always said from the start, she's the leader of Judgment Day. We've never seen a faction where there was a female lead, and I think that's very unique. And then, you know, the whole dynamic with Dom and how that's, you know, she's serious and an ass kicker, but also has the comedy side to her with Dom and all that stuff, and I think that's great.
In my opinion, this is what they wanted out of China and Eddie Guerrero. Like, this is an absolute home run. This is what their wildest dreams were when they put China and Eddie Guerrero together.
Good call there. Good call there, DJ, because now they can go back and do everything they wanted to do. And these guys probably pull it off a little bit better, get a little more believable in a sense. But, you know, I'm happy that we at SmackDown got our mommy. We have our mommy on Friday nights. CZ, you look like you're happy that we have a mommy now on Friday nights.
I am definitely happy that we have a mommy.
All right, my next pick. My next pick may throw a curveball here. But I think this guy is going to have a breakout year. He's been a single star before, but he's been with in the tag team for a while now. But he has shown that singles power when his partner was hurt. With our first pick of the second round, SmackDown is selecting main event Jey Uso.
Okay. In full disclosure, you disclosed what your war room was discussing. Stripes and I have never had a conversation about this.
No.
That's fine.
No. I had Jey Uso as my number two overall. If I would have had the first and second pick, I would have had Seth Rollins and Jey Uso. So about that.
Wow.
That was a great pick. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
I'm very happy with that. Jey has proven he's a main event player back when when Jimmy was injured and he was going up against his cousin Roman towards the beginning of the Bloodline era. So that I'm very happy with that pick.
Yeah, anybody who says that Jey Uso can't be a main event guy, go back and watch Hell in a Cell 2020. We've talked about it on this show before. I know you've just seen it. Roman Reigns, Jey Uso, Hell in a Cell in a studio, and they tell a story like nobody's business. Dialogue during that match. And I thought that match really introduced a lot more dialogue we get during matches. It's not just trash talk. You kind of get the backstory that they had tied into it. And I love that. So I think he's got big things written all over him.
I think after this Bloodline angle, you're going to see Jey Uso come into his own. And I don't know if necessarily they'll break up the Usos. I think maybe they'll make him more of a singles competitor rather than tag team, because he's like you said, he's shown that he can hold his own and he can, you know, hang with the best of them. So
for sure.
I think it's just a matter of time. With that, I think I'm going to go ahead and make the first pick of the second round for Team Raw. I'm going to go with somebody that is always, always, always going to be there. Someone that you can hang your hat on, that he's going to be there no matter what.
Wait a second. CZ. He's going Baron Corbin. He's going Baron Corbin.
Yes, he is.
No. Yes. No. No.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm going to go for someone that is must see, and that's going to be Mike Mizanin. The Miz is going to Team Raw.
Oh, excellent choice.
He came to play.
That's right. I mean, because if you look
awesome.
At it.
Awesome.
The Miz is probably one of the most reliable workers on Raw and SmackDown right now. I can't even count how many times he's gotten injured or even taken time off. So that right there goes to show you his dedication. And it also shows you that he can be counted on to have, as we saw Monday night, banger after banger with Seth Rollins. I mean, that was just one heck of a match that nobody was expecting at all.
He doesn't get enough credit.
Nope.
He headlined WrestleMania 12 years ago, guys. I mean, he main evented WrestleMania. That's former world champion, walked into Mania the champ, walked out the champ. I mean, not a lot of guys get to say that. He's in the forefront. It's a genius pick for you guys. I'll tip the hat to you. You got Miz and Mrs. coming up after Raw, right? They can only run so many Chrisley reruns before those guys are locked up. So
they're already locked up.
Credit to you. That's great programming. Miz and Mrs. With Miz, of course, you get reliability. He'll work with anybody. He's great on the mic. It's great, great pick. He can work with anyone. CZ, what do you think about the pick?
I've always loved The Miz. He's what's that?
Hall of Famer, Mike Bazanin.
Yes, right. One, future he's Hall
of
a
Famer. Oh, for
he's
sure.
A future.
For
sure. He's a. I've always had a soft spot for The Miz. he's been one of my low key favorites for as long as he's been in the WWE. I know he was so hated when he came in. Totally understand why, but great on the mic, great in the ring, fantastic pick.
I befuddled CZ. I texted him a trade offer.
And I respectfully declined.
That's okay, man. This is encouraged. I mean, I'll let you behind the curtain here. I mean, there's a little war rooming going on here. I'm not lying. I mean, everybody's got a price, as Teddy said. even his own son. Even his own son, Ted DiBiase Jr. has got a price. I mean, he got charged with a bunch of stuff. So,
oh, yeah.
We are to... CZ's pick in the second round. This will be the seventh pick overall. Then we have the tribal, the alleged tribal chief with back-to-back picks to kick to end round two and to kick off round three.
So I'm going to keep with family tradition, but not who you think. We got Jey Uso on the table. I'm going to bring Solo Sikoa over to SmackDown. He is going to be huge. And honestly, I can see a big rivalry between him and Jay going on the show. I think that'd be fun to watch.
I don't disagree.
I love the pick, CZ. I'll tell you why. I think he'll eventually turn on Roman way down the road, but it just seems like he's the loyal soldier right now to Roman's right hand, where that used to be Jay. And, you know, Jay kind of faltering right now. So we get that natural storyline to continue on Friday nights on Fox. I don't even know what leads into Fox around here on Friday nights. Does the Fox News have
the Big Bang Theory? And
so, oh, yeah, that's what a Big Bang Theory.
Oh, man. Yeah. Well, the jokes write themselves. But I think getting Solo Sikoa in there, big dude that can work with Gunther. He can work with Jay, and he's young. He's young, and he's in one of the best storylines that's ever been written, and it's continuing. So we're going to capitalize off that and have him on SmackDown.
If I weren't on film here, you would see like how you do in an NFL war room where somebody gets hung up on when they offer a trade. And then the guy in front of them doesn't take their pick, so they're just super excited. And we're welcoming the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes, to Monday Night Raw.
All right.
Excellent choice.
I love it.
Since Cody's come back.
He was my number three, so to get my number one and number three on the show, I'm super stoked for that. Super stoked to see what Cody Rhodes and AJ Styles in the same ring, those are going to be bangers. Obviously, we can finally get Seth over an injured Cody Rhodes. That'd be nice. Just super excited to welcome him to Monday Night Raw. We're going to ban Brock Lesnar from our building.
for life.
My number third round pick is going to be new aorta for Triple H, so we can get a Triple H Cody Rhodes match. That'd be sweet.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, no, we're excited. Welcome Cody Rhodes Monday Night Raw.
I can't disagree with that choice since he's come back to the WWE. Despite the injury, he has been on fire. I know a lot of people say that he got buried when Roman beat him at Mania, but he really didn't. He was gone for 9 months, came back, won the Royal Rumble, and main evented WrestleMania within his first year back in the WWE. There's no golden shovel there. He is still on his game. Now, did he get buried by Brock Lesnar? Maybe a little bit, but he's going to come back and he's going to be real strong here moving forward.
Absolutely. Nick, any comments?
Love the pick. I can't believe I knew you were probably going to grab him with one of the two. I like Cody. I got nothing against him. I just thought it was a dream situation for how it laid out for us. Couldn't pass on Solo. CZ made the right pick there. Cody Rhodes, no brainer. Name recognition. You could put him in a program, tag program, main event program, and it's going to work because Cody Rhodes is in it. So I love that pick, and there's not a problem with it.
I do before I make my third round pick, do want Absolutely. To just mention, especially with CZ's first two picks, could we imagine a match with Gunther and Solo? I mean, talk about just Jesus. An absolute just
hard-hitting.
Hard-hitting. Two different styles of hard-hitting, too. I mean,
sure, yeah, sure it and is.
Nick, what do we call that?
We call that a – wait, hold on. I got to get back here. I'm doing a little research. We call that a horse fight.
Now, there is an obvious pick here for me at the top of the third round, but I'm going to go a little bit off the reservation here. Nick's promo on his second round pick kind of led me to, I'm ready to get this guy on my show. I'm ready to make this guy a main eventer. I'm ready to make this guy a single star. He wants the smoke. We're taking Montez.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Yes.
Pick. I'll be Montez. Honest with you. That was my next pick. That was my next pick. Excellent pick. I think the fact that they got to have something major planned for him. I think honestly that when the Street Profits won at WrestleMania, that was kind of like their farewell, their big send off, because I think they're going to break apart. I really do. They need to. And Montez is definitely, he's the high flyer. He's the star of that. Angelo Dawkins is heavily regarded as a great worker. And I think he's going to break out. Hopefully in a heel role. I want to see him as a heel, honestly.
Yeah.
I think he's a big badass. Yeah. And quit dancing around and just go kick some ass. You know what I mean? And that's what I like to see out of him. But I love that Montez Ford pick. That was going to be our pick. Great job on that one for sure.
Well, the thing with Montez Ford and Dawkins, I think as of late, Dawkins has really shined up. Like at the beginning, you saw Montez Ford. I mean, obviously he's got the charisma. He's got the look. I mean, he showed everything, but lately he's, you know, Angelo Dawkins has come along the scene and he's been showing that he's been able to make a singles competitor also.
Agreed.
I totally agree with you. Totally agree.
100%. Yes. So I'm going to be a little selfish, but I have a reason behind it. SmackDown, like we've said a couple times, highly regarded as the wrestling show. I would love to see him against any one of our picks right now. I've got to bring on to SmackDown Mr. Wrestling himself, Johnny Gargano.
Okay. I don't think anybody, you know, disagrees with the pick. It's just very silent.
I think I threw everybody for a loop.
You
know,
sometimes in a draft, you got to go get your guy, especially with him having, you know, four picks between now and his next pick. I like this. I like this pick. He's his guy. He can get it done in the ring, maybe down the road, maybe in the supplemental draft. Ciampa comes and joins him. Who knows? This is a good pick, CZ.
Well, thank you. I know I threw Nick off a little bit, I think, by bringing him on board, but
not a problem. Doesn't bother me in the slightest. I don't have a problem with Johnny Gargano.
I mean, look at the matchups we've got there with Gargano. We've got him against Solo, which is going to be good. We've got him against Jay, which I think is a show stealer anywhere you put it. And Styles makes fights. Him against Gunther would be a banger too, I think. I think they would do a good job in the ring together, and it'd be a different type of match than what we're used to seeing.
I'm here for it.
I agree. Styles make fights. He's a smaller wrestler, but definitely would work well, I think, against Solo and Gunther. He's not Johnny Takeover for nothing. I wouldn't say – I don't know if you can call him Johnny Wrestling. I mean, John Morrison's been on a hell of a run lately. I mean, I think he's earned about any damn nickname. Last night, he was – did you guys
hear what happened? It was Johnny Car Crash.
He was Johnny Car Crash last night.
Yeah.
Totaled his car on the way to the airport to make the flight for LaSalle, which was Dreamwave last night, and got there late, and they pride themselves on having running like 3-hour shows. It's like the first time they've ever run over, but they did it because he was like the main attraction. But everything was okay. But I love the Johnny Gargano pick here. You got to go get your guys sometimes, and I don't fault you one bit.
All right, so my third round pick. I kind of debated on two people. I'm not going to say who I debated on, but I think this one's going to be definitely someone that can work well with AJ, also work well with Seth. Throw him in there with Cody and The Miz. I mean, any one of these guys would have a great match with, LA Knight. He's going to be a great addition to Monday Night Raw. I mean, he's shown a lot of promise, but they haven't put him up to anything that is kind of worthwhile, I guess. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Match or whatever it was called. The Pitch Black match. Come on.
That's not his fault.
That's not his fault at all.
I'll tell you what. How can you not have LA Knight on WrestleMania when it's in freaking LA? Come on, man. You couldn't write him into the show for 2 minutes? Give me a break.
Yeah, I mean, even just a little replace Pat McAfee or Shane McMahon.
Hey.
No. Can't replace Pat McAfee.
Can't replace Pat McAfee.
I'll give you that. But trade Shane McMahon for LA Knight and have him have the segment with The Miz.
Oh, you want LA Knight to tear his Achilles?
No.
He's
trying
to
sabotage us. That's what he's doing. I see you.
No, the LA Knight pick, I like it. It hurts that he won't be on SmackDown. But that's fine. We are the wrestling show. And if you need backstage segments and chuckles, you guys got your guy.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. I love him. I love him.
CZ, our first show next Monday night, you can book it. Kicking off the show, LA Knight versus The Miz, okay? And we're going to say because CZ wanted it at Mania.
All right. I love it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Guest ring announcer. You can come be our guest ring announcer, CZ.
Ooh, I love it even more.
They're patronizing you.
Yeah, well... I'm taking it in stride.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and wrap up the third round here with our final pick here of the third round. We need a guy. We're the wrestling show. We like to bring legitimacy to it all. We're going to have probably top three legitimate tough guy in the building, in the locker room. Bro, we're taking Riddle.
I can't argue with that.
Doesn't even respect him enough to use his first name that he got back.
Nope. He just gets one name on SmackDown. Sorry.
I'm just going to make sure when we get to free agency, we make sure that he knows that.
Okay.
No, fine. I can respect that. Riddle that's has fine.
We don't have
himself.
We don't have a wellness policy over here.
No.
Goodness sakes.
What?
Oh, man. Oh, no.
No wellness policy on SmackDown. It's okay.
Hey, what you meant to say there, Stripes, is for frequency's sake.
For frequency's sake, yes.
It's not my first not my first pun.
So
now that's a good
criticizing. Are we done criticizing the Riddle pick?
No, that's a good pick.
No, okay. No, okay.
It's not a bad pick.
Him and Solo have great matchups. We haven't seen Riddle and Gunther. I like that dynamic. And Riddle and Jey Uso. I like all those matchups. They're fresh matchups. Haven't seen them anywhere. We've got the hottest female wrestler in the business right now. Maybe one of the hottest wrestlers. For our first pick of the fourth round, we're going to pick probably the biggest overall draw besides the champion, Rhea Ripley. We are taking the man, Becky Lynch Rollins.
Yes. So wait a minute. You're telling me you're splitting up Becky and Rollins on different shows, so they're going to have two separate buses?
And that's the mistake you guys made.
No babysitters, though.
No babysitters.
That's the mistake you guys made. We were in talks with Becky before this started. She wanted to be on the wrestling show. And Seth wanted to, you know, wear the extravagant outfits and sing to the crowd. So you got him on Raw.
Hey, he's booked. We're going to have a special segment next Monday night with him and national champion Kim Mulaney, you know, so they can just wear whatever.
Are you trying to get the Midwest to flip the channel over?
No. They're gonna have a come to Jesus together. He's gonna say, "I forgive you for beating Iowa." You know,
oh, it's gonna be like a pardoning. Okay. I can buy into that. Your heart's in the right place, DJ, and I'll never you can't be faulted for that. This is Stripes' pick.
Yeah.
I had to take the man there. I'll take Becky and Lynch and Rhea Ripley. I'll book him in a best of seven throughout the year on pay-per-view only. They can show up the week before and the week after to further the feud, whatever. I watch those two go all day long.
Okay. Gosh. All right, this is going to be a tough one. I'm struggling here. I definitely think maybe this pick should have been a little higher, but I'm going to go with Monday Night Raw is going to welcome the EST Bianca Belair onto Monday Night Raw.
Nice to see you guys got a women's division.
Look.
And a champion.
I'm kidding. And dude. A
champion. There's a title on Raw now.
Oh, you That's guys right. got a title? Wow.
Yeah.
I can't fault that pick. Rhea's been on a hot streak. Or not Rhea. Bianca's been on a hot streak since a year ago WrestleMania. And they haven't turned down the heat on her here. So I think that's a great pick. She is known for fantastic matches. Nice job.
Full disclosure here, I love the pick. It was a toss-up for me between Becky Lynch and Bianca, but I took Becky Lynch just to piss off your biggest star, and at free agency, he'll be wanting to come over and join us. So
yeah, but we got Lynch and Bianca together now. We're good.
That's right.
That's okay. Fine. That's fine.
We don't split up families. We don't split up families here on Monday Night Raw.
All
right. I like that. Maybe I should change my nickname to that. For the next show. No, I love the Bianca pick. You talk about she's been a champ for over a year. That's true. Won it last year at WrestleMania 38 on an incredible run. Won the Rumble going into that. She's a star. She's a bona fide star.
Superstar.
She can do it all. She can work with anybody. You
can't teach that.
You can't teach that. I love the pick. Great pick there, Stripes, and a big pickup for Raw.
Speaking of big pickups for Raw, everybody is eligible here. We're going to, as Vince McMahon would say, shake things up a bit. We're going to bring somebody up from NXT. And I'm talking the man who does not miss, one Carmelo Hayes. Kings coming to coming to SmackDown.
Okay.
I love the pick, by the way.
For those of you who are just listening, Nick Bull did the most amazing dance, and it was. If you can't see us on Facebook Live, you are missing something, good something to be seen.
It wasn't very good. I love the Carmelo pick. I love it. I love it. I love it, CZ.
I think he's going to be a good addition. Definitely has proven that he can wrestle on the wrestling show. And just imagine some of the matchups we've already got lined up here.
Your guy, for Carmelo. I mean, your guys' mid-card so great. We don't have any main eventers except for Gunther on your show so far, but your mid-card solid.
Main eventers. Main eventers. Gunther, Rhea Ripley, Becky Lynch. Okay.
You're right. You're right. So we've got a women's match.
Okay. You've got Seth Rollins and Cody Rhodes, which I've seen 25 times already. Don't want that. Oh,
don't forget AJ Styles there. Come on. AJ Styles.
I'm telling you. We have a good mid-card. Give me a break. Hey, we're building for the future. The wrestling show, okay? You guys want to have pyro and hoops to jump through, that's fine. But we are building a wrestling show for our wrestling fans.
You know what else we have on our show? We have really shitty beards. And we're going to add another really, really shitty beard and the U.S. title. We're all welcoming Austin Theory to Monday Night Raw.
Yeah.
Now, I just want to caveat that, DJ.
And all the baggage that comes with it.
You're also getting a sponsor because Austin Theory is brought to you by Beyblade.
Beyblades.
Hey, bringing more money in. That's cool. We got 3 hours. We have to pay for that extra hour somehow.
That's right.
I love the pick. Good pick.
Just in case we get a little stale, can we borrow some of your mid card if we need to? we've got too many main eventers. We need a couple mid carders.
Hey, who is Bianca going to wrestle her shadow every week on Raw?
She might.
She might.
Cutting backstage promos with LA Knight.
She could wrestle. She could wrestle a broomstick. She could wrestle a broomstick. Maybe we'll even bring back the. Intergender matchups. They seem to be all the raves on the indie scene right now.
Oh, my.
Why not?
Well, and, I mean, Raw is kind of an indie show. If that's what you want to put out there, we're trying
that
to put Nick's out the...
going to watch our show more than he watches his own show.
Always. I don't want to keep an eye on the competition. Or lack thereof.
CZ kind of beat me to our first call up. I got the goatee off and the fade looking all nice for our newest edition. And I saved money by waiting to the fifth round. I don't have to give him such a big signing bonus. Braun Breaker.
I like that. I like that pick. I'm pretty sure we were going to steal that pick from CZ. I know CZ's a big Steiner Mark. I'm not sure which one, you know, but I think he was going to soon get Mr. Breaker.
Baby Breaker comes to Raw. I love it. Great pick, guys. I'm just going to move right along. You want to talk about main eventers. I'm going to bring somebody in here onto SmackDown who is a former two-time champion. Should be champion again because he didn't get that much of a fair shake since he held the title during COVID era. I'm bringing on Drew McIntyre.
Hey, great. You got a male main eventer.
And you got somebody that their contract is up pretty soon, so they might not be a part of the WWE.
You guys have Rollins and Cody Rhodes, part 5. Because Styles can't wrestle right now. I think we've already won the ratings war, CZ. I love the pick.
Oh, good pick, CZ.
Well, thank you.
So,
Stripes, are you ready, bud?
I am ready. Okay. I think Monday Night Raw is going to grab somebody that I think has been not used, properly or not used at all. Very talented performer, very talented on the mic, very talented in the ring. Just haven't been used very correctly. Someone that is going to have wonderful, great matches with Bianca Belair. I'm going to choose for the fifth round for Monday Night Raw, Alexa Bliss. Alexa, she just had a bad run of, you know, just they just don't know what to do with her. I mean, you know, we had the Bray Wyatt situation, and then, you know, they're trying to bring her back to her old gimmick, back from NXT. I think if you get her going, she's great in the ring, great in the on the mic, and I think her and Bianca are just awesome in the ring together.
I like that pick.
I do like that pick. I wish the WWE made more concerted effort into having something for her instead of designating her for whatever Bray Wyatt has on his mind for that week. I mean, former women's champion. I mean, they could be doing so much more with her.
Exactly.
And it's too bad they're not. Hopefully they get that figured out and can right the ship with her. I couldn't even tell you off the top of my head the last time she was on TV. You guys remember her last appearance or last show that she was on? And I'm not ripping the pick. What was that?
I don't know. I know she had some melanoma issues, and so she missed some time. But WrestleMania season seems to stick in my head just before WrestleMania season.
And she was also on the Masked Singer, so she did have some of the melanoma issue, and then she was taking some time off to do the Masked Singer. So you know she's multi talented. She you know can get things done.
All right, Oh, go ahead, CZ.
No, I was just going to say, I think that's a fantastic pick. I've also been a big fan of Alexa Bliss for a long time. I think she will do well in your women's division. So, good job.
Hey, it's now a division because we have two of them.
Exactly.
Hey, obviously, CZ, they don't hold the women's wrestling in a high regard like we do on our show. And so they just, you know, wait for later to pick the women. I get it. I see how you guys are over on Raw. I have to. I'm telling you, man, this next pick, you want to talk about a guy that has not been used properly in the WWE ever since he's been there. I about ripped my TV off the wall the night he got screwed out of WrestleMania winning the title. SmackDown is going to take Shinsuke Nakamura with our last pick of the fifth round.
Yes.
That was somebody I was debating on taking earlier on in the draft, and I made other decisions, and that's okay. And
he will be a main eventer for us. He will be used properly on this show. Mm-hmm. Never has been used properly in the WWE.
Other than NXT, he was fairly well down there.
He needs to be on the show, and he's a wrestler, and he needs to be on the wrestling show. So, I know Deej is getting sick and tired of me saying that. So
I'm just sitting here wishing you would have got Monday Night Raw.
Well, then you would have heard what I'd be saying about your show then.
but then again, if you look at who was running NXT when Shinsuke was there, it was Triple H. And when he came up to the main roster, look who was in charge then when he came up to the main roster. It was Vince. And I think Vince just didn't know what to do with him. And Triple H would kind of give him the direction. But then again, it's Vince's ship, and Vince was steering it. So I think now with the Triple H regime, I think Shinsuke is going to be someone that is probably going to be skyrocketed. Hopefully. Let's cross our fingers.
No, we're skyrocketing him on their show here.
We are. We're going to put him all the way to the top. Gentlemen, we're at the halfway point of our fun fantasy draft for the WWE. We're going to take a moment. We're going to plug the network. So sit tight. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back to Card Subject to Change, part of the For Frequency's Sake podcast network. We are joined tonight by For Fantasy's Sake's DJ Jarvis, the podcast tribal queen. I mean, chief.
Oh, wait a minute.
I'm not saying whether that slip was on purpose or not, but it definitely was. We're doing a draft. We're halfway through our draft. We've got Stripes and DJ doing the Monday Night Raw picks. Nick and myself are doing SmackDown. Let's get back into it. Nick, you're up next.
Well, we're going to kick off the second half of this draft.
Hey, Nick.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'd like to make a trade offer.
What's that?
I'll do a pick swap. So you can get the last pick of the next round and the first pick of the next round. And you give me this pick and your next pick.
Man, I had a whole soliloquy, a promo I was getting ready to cut for my next pick. No, I'm going to turn it down because I think I'm going to steal the show here at this pick.
DJ is getting nervous.
He is getting nervous. I appreciate the live trade offer though. That's a good pick. He knows who I'm going with. He knows who I'm going with, I think. We do love wrestling on the wrestling show on Friday nights. We're going to change it to that, the wrestling show on Friday nights on Fox. There are a lot of big names left out there on the list. When that promo was running for our network, I looked at the list real quick. There are a lot of big names, but there's maybe none bigger then Logan Paul. Welcome to the wrestling show on Friday night. DJ, was that where you were leading?
It wasn't, but it was near the top.
It was. That was one of my choices, but I'm going to say you're going to have to deal with a lot of whining and a lot of prime advertisements.
Is Prime good? Has anybody had Prime?
I've never had it. My youngest has had it, and he says it's good, but I don't know. Listen. We've got a top five wrestler on the roster already. Like it or not, this guy can work. I know he's worked with good people, but you look at the wrestling show, and we've got a stacked roster for him to work with. And on top of that, all the views we're going to get from his fans, the crossover appeal – I thought it was a no-brainer at this point, and I don't have to offer him a lot of money because it's late in the draft, right, DJ?
Correct.
And I mean, hey, if all else fails, you can get KSI to dress up like a blue Prime bottle again, and you know, make people think it's R-Truth.
You can laugh all you want, but KSI and Johnny Boxing will probably be on our undercard at some point.
It can't be on their mid card because that's already all booked up.
That's already full.
Hey, I don't see any of your guys ever headline pay-per-view with Roman Reigns over in Saudi.
You mean Blood Money?
Hey, Nike does work out of China, and it's it's just as much money and more, if not worse.
Hey, who said anything about Nike?
Yeah.
Well,
hey,
everybody wants to complain about the WWE and Saudi. Blood money. Yeah. Well, what's going on in China with Nike and human rights? But I'm not going to talk politics here.
We digress.
The wrestling show is happy we have Logan Paul.
The wrestling show is happy they have an entertainer.
Yeah.
So they're happy we got Teddy Long.
They're happy that somebody in the 18 to 26 year old demographic is actually going to watch their show now.
Well, we don't worry about it. We're on network TV. Everybody gets us.
We're going to have the YouTubers.
Our crowd goes out on Friday nights. So we don't worry about that.
That's right. Their short attention span from TikTok is gonna bring those Logan Paul viewers in.
You've got the youngest guy in the room on your team, Stripes.
Hey, that's okay. So
DJ just turned 25.
Oh, I got more gray hairs than that, my friend.
Oh, that, high and tight cut, man. I don't see any gray hairs in that.
I had to get them all cut out, you know, and before the kid gets here, I had to make sure I didn't have any gray hairs so they can think they developed all of them.
I'd like there to go haircut for the podcast.
You what?
I'd like to think you just got your hair done for the podcast.
Well, I'm actually going to be on TV this week, so I needed to have my hair looking nice for TV.
Well, absolutely.
He's got to look purdy.
Purdy. Stripes, go ahead. You have the 22nd overall pick, your first pick here of the sixth round.
22nd overall pick is going to maybe surprise some people, maybe not. But I think this guy has a huge future ahead of him. I'm going to say huge future because this guy is not only big, but he can also fly. So Monday Night Raw is going to welcome Bronson Reed to the roster.
Good choice. I can't argue with that.
I mean, every single match that Bronson Reed's had that I've seen has been just phenomenal. Just seeing what he can do, if you put him in there with the right person, I think he can definitely go to the top. I mean, his size definitely does not overshadow his athletic ability.
He's a big dude, but he can go. Kind of reminds me of young Bam Bam Bigelow in a sense. Yep. So I can't argue. That's a great pick.
I love Bronson Reed. I love that he's finally kind of getting a little push. On the Raw brand, he's going to be on Backlash and a Triple Threat for the U.S. I love the dynamic with him and Lashley, two big guys, Haas fights. I think there's a lot more to Bronson Reed than meets the eye. Before Sonata did it, he was the last person to beat Okada, if you want to think about it, and the G1 this past summer. I just think there's a lot there, and I hope they're pushing him in the right direction. I like that pick, Stripes.
So for my next pick, I'm a little surprised, but at the same time, I'm not surprised that this guy hasn't been put on the table yet. But we've got Jay, we've got Solo. I'm going to complete the bloodline. Jimmy Uso is coming over to SmackDown.
That's who I was trading up for.
Was it really? Okay. I wasn't sure. I like your move there, but I'm glad that CZ was able to grab him. We have the bloodline. We have the main event, if I'm not mistaken, in the last year and a half. So
the hottest angle in wrestling today.
As much as they want to poo-poo on our mid-card on our wrestling show, we do have the main event. So excellent pick, CZ. They the twos, CZ.
We the ones.
We the ones. I love quick story. When they were here, was it before Christmas for the house show at the Mark?
Yeah.
Yep. Sammy and the Usos were there and crowd. Everybody was there to see them and pop for them there. I stood up and was doing that. My 10-year-old, it was his first wrestling show. Like grabbed my arm down real quick. Like I'm like, no, we're definitely ones. we are definitely the ones that we have the bloodline. I love that pick. And it's going to be hard pressed. Come signing time for Roman not to sign with the wrestling show.
It was similar to your story there. We went to the Royal Rumble in St. Louis last year. Mm-hmm. And so it was kind of awkward, you know, that first match of the night, you're going nuts for Roman, you know, and then Seth, you know, gets, you give him the pop for the Shield theme and coming out in the Shield garb and, you know, being our guy and everything like that. But,
yep.
You know, you kind of got to cheer for both sides there.
For sure. For sure.
I've discussed this, not to get off draft topic here, but I've discussed this with, I know, CZ in the past. This is legitimately like the whole Bloodline storyline, Roman. This is like the most fun part of watching wrestling I've had in a long time. Like, I'm a big Triple H fan, big Triple H mark, and like this Roman character is honestly like my probably Evolution Triple H, and then where Roman is right now. It's so fun to watch. Like, I might not click in every week, but I'm definitely making sure I know what's going on. And if it's, I'm scrolling Twitter, if I'm at home, I'm turning it on to see what's going on with the Bloodline, because it's fun. But now I can't watch anymore because they're all on SmackDown. So
like us or hate it, we're going to make you watch our show.
I had four guys I wanted here, five guys if we go back to, I mean, Logan Paul, Bronson Reed, Jimmy Uso were all on my short list of what I was going to go with my next pick. And then I have three other guys. Unfortunately, I can only take two unless CZ wants to slide me this next pick for something, you know. Anyway, you know, I think we got stopped a little short on his main event push. He kind of always gets hurt every time we give him a push. Wouldn't mind seeing some more matches with him and Rollins. Him and Cody will be fun. Him and AJ, him and LA Knight would be fun. I would even pay money to see him fight with Austin Theory. We're going Finn Balor.
Ooh, I like that pick. I like that pick. Just for the simple fact, was AJ Styles and Finn have previous, you know, they have previous match histories. They have previous, you know, not only in Japan, but, you know, on the indies, and they can definitely put out some matches.
Absolutely. Finn Balor, one of those guys, you want to talk about, we talk about Johnny Gargano being kind of an undersized guy who can work with just about anybody. Throw Finn Balor in the mix there. Finn is so dynamic. He can fly. He can brawl outside, wrestle with you, mat-based stuff. I really like where he's gone with the Judgment Day. I don't know if that's run its course. I think eventually he's the odd man out in that group. But not enough can be said for a guy who got his skull bashed in and exposed at WrestleMania and was able to finish the match. And mad respect and great pick there, DJ. I really love Finn Balor.
Yeah, couldn't agree more.
And I did say I'm going to leave the guy I think is most likely to get back to me off this list. So since we are the entertainment show, we might as well get a guy who gives us both entertainment and a valet that's fun to look at. We're going Karrion Kross.
Oh, I can get behind that.
Hey, I guess with Raw comes the main event tapings. So you do have your guy for the main event.
Now, Karrion Kross, he has been ill-used, I think. I think if you put him in there with long-term story, I don't think you're gonna be disappointed just because they haven't used him well in the past. I just think that there is tons of potential with Karrion Kross.
Look at all the programs we can have him on right now. I mean,
oh, I agree with you.
Karrion Kross and Bronson Reed's worth the price of admission. I mean,
no, that's plus, a really good pick. And why I said that is,
plus we get Scarlett.
They're not using him right. He needs to be much bigger, pushed much higher than what he is. I really like that pick. I want them to go back to shaved head, ass kicker Karrion Kross from NXT that beat the shit out of everybody and choked them out, and there was no questions asked, on to the next week. But why haven't we got that? You know, what's the reasoning behind it? I don't know. But that's the Karrion Kross I hope you guys drafted, and I hope that's the Karrion Kross that you guys are getting.
That's how we're going to book him, Nick, okay?
Well, I sincerely hope you did not draft the Gladiator mask Karrion Kross.
Oh, my gosh.
Because we don't need that again.
We're not doing Karrion Kross dominatrix. No.
Oh,
we're not
doing
Oh, so it's back to me.
Back to you. Yeah. You guys were worried about using a clock. I mean, I think this is moving along pretty well, DJ. I mean, you got four experts breaking down every pick, jabs back and forth between the entertaining show and the wrestling show. I mean, this is moving along pretty quick.
And
I mean, I wouldn't say there's experts on SmackDown, but you know.
Ouch. Oh,
right
Stripes
heart.
Is, yeah. So I'm gonna take my next pick here, and you know WWE has a vast women's division. We've already got Rhea, we've already got Becky Lynch. We need one more to throw in the mix to play off of them at least. And I just want to go out there and say no one is ready for Asuka. Ooh.
I think that's a solid pick. I mean, Asuka has definitely shown that she has some versatility with this new face paint that she has put on. Do you recall, CZ, what they called her back in Japan when she put on the face paint?
I want to say Kano or Kano.
Kana. It's Kana.
Kana. Thank Kana. You, Nick.
That sounds.
I was close,
but it's definitely kind of reinvigorized.
Is that a word?
Maybe not. I don't know, but it's re-energized her character. I think Asuka has gotten a little stale, but they could definitely, you know, kick it up a notch with this character. Just instead of having her do, you know, shady tactics or whatever, just, you know, they can kick it up a little bit more.
I liked her new aspect here because she has a lot of mind games going on. And my thought with Asuka is I want to give her the run that she deserved when she first got called up. She was on a hot streak and Vince just poured ice water all over that.
Then again, Vince McMahon was at the helm. So, blame it on Vince.
Yeah, she had probably the greatest run in NXT history, if you want to look at dominance and length of title runs and who she ran through. Everybody on that roster, on the female roster, she just decimated. And then for her to get called up and all that squashed. I was kind of biffed when she lost to Bianca this year at WrestleMania. It's not that I don't like Bianca. I just kind of thought maybe this was like the last good push that Asuka could get and give her her Mania win for the time she didn't get it. But can't fault where they went with Bianca. She's the star. CZ, glad to have Asuka on the wrestling show. She will definitely get highlighted here.
I couldn't agree more. Stripes, that takes us back over to you, my friend. So what is the next pick for Raw?
I'm going to choose somebody that if you told me 2 years ago that this guy was going to not only be in one of the hottest stables, you know, going right now, frankly, he would also be the person that gets one of the loudest crowd reactions besides Roman Reigns, I would tell you, you're lying. I'm going to go with the next draft pick is going to be Monday Night Raw is going to draft Dominic Mysterio. We're going to bring him to Monday Night Raw, and I think that he's going to just have a stellar career. Not only, you know, with his matches, he can actually go.
Excellent I can't pick. Blame you for taking Dom here. I really can't.
full disclosure, that was going to be my pick if you didn't take him. I like the pick. He's a young star. He's going to bloom. He's just going to get better. Working with his dad at Mania was amazing. Being a part of Judgment Day has really helped him. I want to see what happens with Dom when he gets away from the Judgment Day out on his own type of deal. Because, like you said, I didn't think I'd ever be rooting for a guy that looked like a Power Ranger to match his dad when he came in to be on a tag team. But here we are, and he's one of the top draws on the card. You're right. He gets one of the biggest reactions. So, I love that pick. Can't fault you there, and I think the future is bright for Dominic.
No, I think you're right. I couldn't agree. I think that was a great pick. Disappointed that we're not going to have Dom and Mommy together on SmackDown, but I can't say no to you picking him right here. That's a good choice.
No, it's going to be sad if we won't have Dom and Mommy, but Dom will continue entertaining and Rhea will continue wrestling. I'm sorry, guys. Well, looky here. I have a pick, and I cannot believe this guy is still available. Legit badass. Former champion. Body like a god. We are going with, you thought I was going with somebody else there. We are going with almighty Bobby Lashley.
Oh, man. You can have Bobby Lashley. I don't know what it is about Bobby Lashley, but I just, if you're going to be on the wrestling show, Bobby Lashley is going to be heavily underestimated, or not underestimated. He's going to be, he's not going to do very well on a wrestling show. That's
undefeated, that's in Bellator, me. Legit badass. Welcome aboard, Lashley.
Wrestling show. We're not talking about MMA. We're talking about wrestling.
If he has the wrestling background. Yeah. He was an amateur wrestler. We'll take him on the wrestling show. Former world champion.
That mid card's getting even stronger.
Huge mid card.
Hey, by the way, let's address the obvious here. Who is the biggest sexist on this draft board? Let's take a look.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Let's see.
Nick, woman, stripes, woman, CZ, woman, DJ. What the hell? What message are you sending your daughter? And message are you sending all those fans of entertainment?
My daughter loves watching wrestling, and she doesn't care. Matter of fact, she just knows who the tribal chief is, and if anybody asks who needs to be acknowledged, she's going to tell everybody her dad to acknowledge. He knows who the tribal chief is.
I'm just saying, man, you can take the dig at the mid card. That's fine. But my next pick, undoubtedly probably the biggest legend on the roster. And when he comes back, he's going to be probably in the main event picture. We are talking about the Viper, Randy Orton.
Nick is hearing voices.
I hear voices in my head. They counsel me. They talk to me.
American Idol. God. You want to get ready for Nick Bull.
You want to talk about shit music, man. Great gimmick, great wrestler. Never really got behind the music.
I like that pick. And especially because if you're a good booker, as soon as he returns, it's going to be in a program against Matt Riddle.
He's going to be in a tag team match with Riddle after he bails Riddle out, and then he'll leave Riddle high and dry at the pay-per-view.
And then Randy Orton will ride off into the sunset. So you can have him for, maybe a year or so. And
hey,
hasta la vista.
He just needs two or three more title wins. We're going to have Randy Orton break the greatest wrestler of all time's record, Ric Flair, not on
well, on the wrestling show, but on a wrestling show pay-per-view. But regardless, we're going to have him on our show when that happens. So absolutely.
What's great about is they're talking about building for the future. Randy Orton using a walker. Lashley using a walker.
You have to have veterans.
Away from just never doing anything ever again.
You have to have veterans on the roster.
Drew McIntyre's got one foot in AEW, is about to join the Elite.
Hey, DJ, do you have a woman on your roster?
Thursday Night SmackDown brought to you by Ben Gay.
You going to send Karrion Kross out there dressed as a woman?
Hey, I do want to state, two things. Can I say this, Stripes? Are we going with the conversation?
We are going with it.
I want to say that, one, first of all, I told him we needed to get Bianca Belair prior to getting Bianca Belair. And I also signed off on I'm losing my next picks because we are bringing the WWE Women's Tag Team titles to Monday Night Raw. We're taking Raquel Rodriguez and Liv Morgan.
That's right.
Okay.
Okay.
They have Women's Tag Team titles?
Oh, my God.
I get it. You got main event and Raw to fill. I get it. No, it's a good pick. I'm just giving you crap.
You guys got a bunch of women's wrestlers for, no titles, so.
What are you talking about?
Rhea is the SmackDown Women's Champion.
Look at the very top.
Who cares?
It's kind of like the F around and find out graph.
One women's title. We have
the F two. Around and find three. Out, and it we ends up on three women's
titles. Yeah, three. There's two separate belts. It's cool.
That's right. That's right.
Sure. Sure.
Okay. You're giving us crap about the older generation. You haven't used the word geriatric, and I'm grateful. But
I just said Ben Gay.
What are you using to describe the general managers over there?
I'm gonna take a younger pick. I'm gonna call somebody else up from NXT. This may be a little bit of a surprise. He hasn't been around for a little bit, still with the WWE, though. This pick is going to the moon. We are going with Cameron Grimes.
I think Cameron Grimes, he definitely – he can be looked at maybe as a comedy character. But, as of late, I've been seeing promo pictures of him – looking shredded.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that definitely could maybe be a call up, in the near future. I mean, I would not sit on Cameron Grimes because Cameron Grimes definitely, he could wrestle, but then again, like I said, if you want a good comedy match.
I think his matches and feud with LA Knight were fantastic. Yes, it was a bit of comedy, but I think when he came back and he challenged Cameron Grimes for the North American title, he proved he can go.
But how long can you go on that comedy?
Well, when he was going against Melo, there was no comedy. That was serious.
I agree. We'll see.
So I did seed my last pick in the eighth round so I could finally have a female on my part of the roster.
About time.
But I do get the first pick of the ninth round here, and we're gonna bring somebody in. We're gonna repackage somebody right off the boot here. We're gonna bring in the Bruiserweight.
Great pick.
Yes.
Great pick. I just think this guy, again, there has been a lot of times that I've said on this show tonight, they have not used somebody the proper way. And Pete Dunne is one of those. I can't say that I don't like, his name now. But when it first got announced, it was like, I don't know. But the Bruiserweight definitely fit Pete Dunne more. So that's an excellent pick.
CZ, who do they want to give Butch to originally?
Oh, you're putting me on the spot. I don't remember.
Oh, Adam Cole.
Yes. Bay oh, Bay. That would have been a travesty.
Beyblades.
They wanted him to be who, Big E's manager?
No, it was it wasn't Big E's manager. It was
Keith Lee.
Yes, Keith Lee. Keith Lee. And that's what they're doing with him in AEW right now.
Yeah, but he's not called Butch.
He's not called Butch. That's that is correct.
We'll save my feelings for the other show for later.
So I'm keen on call ups. We're gonna do another call up here, and I'm gonna steal both mine and Nick's pick. We're calling up Pretty Deadly. Yes, boy.
I don't know what their separate names are, so you're gonna have to help me out here.
It is
Mid-Carter 1 and Mid-Carter 2.
Pretty Deadly.
I am looking her up right now because I'm writing it down on my end as well. Pretty Deadly are Kit Wilson and Elton Prince.
I haven't seen enough of Pretty Deadly to really kind of put any form of opinion on them. From what I've seen, they have charisma. They can talk. I just have not seen what they can do inside of a ring. So I guess I can't technically call them a mid-carder, but we'll see. We'll see what they do.
That's all right.
No way they're mid-carders. Former NXT tag team champions, former NXT UK tag team champions.
They unified these guys, the titles.
I'll take CZ's side here. They aren't mid-carders. They're just mid.
That's good. Okay.
I'll give you that one. That was a good one, DJ. I'll give you that.
Since we did the tag team Traitorowski there, Stripes will make the final pick of round 9 before I make the final pick of the final round 10.
So it's kind of a toss up with this pick. So with the final pick of round 9, I'm going to go with someone that I think probably could. I think they would, let's say, have great matches with any number of, you know, a member of our roster. And I think round 9 is going to go with Big LG, Luke Gallows, coming to Monday Night Raw. I think if you put him with Bronson Reed, two big dudes, Bronson Reed can fly. I don't know, you know, Luke Gallows, I don't think he can fly, but he's definitely a great ground-based mat wrestler. He can go.
And he's a good brother.
He's a very good brother.
Right. I mean
we've got AJ Styles. We've got Luke Gallows.
And Finn Balor.
And Finn. Bullet Club right there, baby. One of the highest, you know, t-shirt sellers probably, you know, of this modern era.
There's two of them in my house right now.
There you go.
Mark.
It's DJ.
No, Mark. DJ. The tribal Mark. The tribal Mark. it's all right, man.
Shut up, CZ.
What's that?
He told you to shut up.
No.
First pick of the final round. We've kind of stressed that we are the wrestling show. We do only have 2 hours to fill. So, you know, we're really focused on wrestling and talent. And I started this draft by picking a female. And unlike DJ, who had to wait for 8 rounds and his partner to pick it, I'm going to end my draft picking a female. And why not have the greatest of all time on your show? And that is Trish Stratus.
Oh.
Yep. See, already you're tuning in to watch. I mean, she looks better now than she did 25 years ago. That's a fact.
It is.
And I'm not going to disagree with you, but then again, I've got to say that she's going to be around for how much longer? And then she's going to ride off into the sunset. Her and Randy Orton, they're going to get out of there.
I wish I could do.
Well, how many more years do you think Luke Gallows has on him?
He's dead. Probably
more than Randy.
90s.
Exactly. Trish Stratus is eyeballs and ratings. Okay. And she's the greatest of all time. We'll get more women in the supplemental draft, but we got Trish Stratus, the greatest.
Yeah, there's something supplemented there, Nick.
Whoa. Wait a minute.
I thought we were going to get a spit take from Nick there for a second.
No, that's coffee. I ain't spitting coffee everywhere.
Yeah, he wants to save that.
So that is my final pick, Trish Stratus. We go now to Stripes. Raw has two more picks. SmackDown has one more.
So I'm going to go with my final pick and I'm going to round out this draft with someone that's no stranger to Luke Gallows. And I'm going to go with Mr. Carl Anderson himself. We're going to definitely go too sweet and we're going to form that Bullet Club.
Yeah, they got their bloodline. We've got the Bullet Club. Survivor Series, here we come.
There you go. And I mean, Carl Anderson,
wait a second. Would DJ's next pick get forfeited?
No. I picked them individually.
He picked them individually.
Okay. No, sir. Individually.
Well, now you got your tag team for main event.
What tag team do you guys have to defend those tag team titles with?
They have the Usos.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Pretty deadly.
Probably just top two, top three greatest tag teams in the company's history. That's who we have.
Okay. I'll give you that one.
Okay.
Gosh.
Carl Anderson, Luke Gallows.
So I can't believe that this man is still available as a pick and we're on the last round. The Judgment Day has been all over the place, but future star, future world champion, in my opinion, Damian Priest has to come over to SmackDown.
We're gonna get him away from playing goth and dress up, and he's actually going to be a wrestler and going to kick people's asses, and he's going to be a star.
He kicked people's asses in NXT. He's going to do it again for us on SmackDown.
I'm telling you, he is bigger than people give him credit for. Kind of like a Scott Hall. Like, Scott Hall was a big dude. And I know he emulates Razor in some things, and he loves Razor, Scott Hall, growing up. But, like, he has that – Razor Ramon Scott Hall frame. He looks, he's big. He's a big dude, and they need to book him and push him as such.
He is big. He is, I don't know. I'm not too high on Damian Priest. He just looks awkward in the ring at times. And I mean, too, he's one of those guys that's up there in age. He's 40 years old. So, I mean, it's going to be SmackDown brought to you by Ben Gay or Icy Hot. I mean, but.
Well, you guys have a great roster for main event, like we've been saying. So, second, you know, I don't know.
AJ Styles, Seth Rollins, main event for WrestleMania.
Yeah, they're just mad. The only main event they have is on the mid card. Okay, come on.
I mid card.
Oh, jeez.
Well, here's my question, boys. I have a real big thing here. There's no pick for Stripes to forfeit, so we're just gonna take this nice and easy here.
Oh no!
No, you can't. You can't pick three people.
Well, yeah, there's no picks for him to forfeit. We're forfeiting our supplemental picks.
No,
there you go.
Talk about Ben Gay. You got a guy who potentially may never wrestle again. I think another – what's Kofi? Kofi's legit out with something. Is it
– It's his ankle. Kofi's out with his ankle.
Okay, I didn't know what it was, but I knew he was legit out. Yep. Xavier Woods is still around, but I hope Big E gets cleared and comes back. I just don't know if WWE doctors will. No, keep it in there. I like it.
I won't actually do that to you guys.
No.
Oh, I like it. I like that too.
I do too. That should have been a match at WrestleMania right there. Montez Ford should have won the U.S. belt at Elimination Chamber, and that should have been the jealousy angle. And we could have had Shawn Michaels and Marty Jannetty in modern day with Angelo. And that's what I wish would have happened. And I like that pick.
I thought the modern day Shawn Michaels, Marty Jannetty was you and CZ.
What are you implying?
Are you saying you want to see me kick Nick through a window?
I'm saying somebody needs to go through a window here.
Hey, he put himself through that window. Marty Jannetty threw himself through that window.
That's right. That's right. He was trying. Yeah, he threw himself through it.
Hey, CZ, just like I've told you in every circumstance I've had the opportunity, you're the Marty Jannetty here, buddy.
Oh. Oh, that hurts. That hurts me deep.
And I said earlier, Angelo Dawkins, he he's showed that he can go. I mean, I think everybody underestimated him because Montez Ford was so loud and in your face. And Angelo Dawkins, you know, kind of stood back in the background like, hey, guys, I'm here too. But now that he's, you know, gotten his time to shine.
And I know in Nick's little book of what he's going to do in free agency, he's definitely calling Montez Ford and go, remember they took you in the third round, they sold you on how you're going to be a single star, and then last pick of the draft, they took your tag team partner.
Yeah, yep, you're absolutely right. That's how we do it. It's called negotiating. Yep. We just announced our supplemental pick. We are going to take Gigi Dolan for obvious reasons. She will join the roster and be a big part of our wrestling program.
I do want to let you know in the supplemental area also is that I released Raquel Rodriguez to waivers. I never signed off on having a female on my side of the
So, you sexist pig.
We'll keep Liv around. We'll keep Liv around.
The tribal sexist.
Oh man.
Jeez.
I'm gonna get canceled by your guys' three listeners.
That's okay.
Wait a minute.
Whoa.
Hey, don't count the people in here because I don't listen.
Nick, you're only hurting us more.
I know. I'm a live to tape guy. I'm sorry. I just am.
You guys are great. You guys do a great job. I hear good things from people about you guys. So,
well, we appreciate it, and we're glad to be a part of the For Frequency's Sake network. I'm very careful with my F's here in this hour. Big week for you guys coming up. We are very glad you came on the show.
I'm glad you guys
do this fantasy draft. This was fun, man. This was fun. I love busting balls here and ripping apart the picks. But think of some last question here before we try to close. I mean, what are some of the biggest names that stick out that are still out there? I mean, there's some good names out there.
No Sheamus.
No Sheamus.
Oh, no Sheamus. That's big. Sheamus. Yeah.
No Ronda. No. Bailey.
Nope.
Yeah. Nope.
I was four times almost took Grayson Waller.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. I was looking at Grayson Waller.
Like him. Yep.
When I typed in the New Day, I was gonna type in LWO. We have no Santos Escobar.
no Santos.
No Rey Mysterio.
I'm surprised you guys didn't take Edge. I mean, Edge is on his way out.
He was a thought. I had him on the tip of my tongue, and then I changed directions.
Not only just make sure Bayley, no control alt delete at all.
Nope.
None of that. Trying to think who the biggest male name out there that wasn't picked besides Sheamus.
We didn't say we weren't taking Brock Lesnar, and we never took Brock Lesnar.
Oh, you know, I thought about that, like about fourth round. I thought about Brock Lesnar. I was like, but we were waving on if we were going to have him as a free agent or whatnot. But
here's the thing. Brock can go wherever the hell he wants.
Brock does. Brock goes
wherever. He's banned from our buildings. Part of Cody's contract.
That's right.
And Austin Theory's contract. Shit.
So one thing I was surprised that didn't get picked was Ludwig Kaiser and Da Vinci. That was a I think they are great.
I just got a text from them. They're signing. Gunther talked him in, and they're on the show.
Oh yes.
No, you're
so
right.
Go ahead.
No. Go ahead.
No, I was gonna start wrapping up, but you go ahead.
You beat me to it. You got it.
Before we go, DJ, you've got something big coming up here in just a few days. Talk about your live show.
Yeah, while we had fun doing the wrestling mock draft, this Thursday night is the first round of the NFL draft. I get really hyped for that stuff. I love football. And we're going to be doing a live show for the first round, giving analysis on the picks live from Kavanaugh's Hilltop Bar and Grill in Rock Island. There's going to be some great food that's going to be there. We're giving away a pellet grill that is valued at at $500, some River Bandits tickets as well. So we're going to have a really good time. We're going to have some guests from WHBF there. So we're really looking forward to doing that. They're going to have me on their show on Wednesday. I've got a face made for radio, but they are going to put me on TV, which I'm really looking forward to. WHBF is the only local television station I've not been on yet. So I'm really looking forward to doing that.
Well, hey, you talk about the face for radio. I've got the voice for newspaper right here.
Hey Stripes, I'm glad he said it.
and DJ, feel free to, you know, feel free to definitely let them know, you know, Card Subject to Change is the one that they don't take a break.
Yeah, you guys, I know you guys have no off season. I really enjoy what you guys do. You guys are generally on around bedtime, so I do tune in whenever I can. You guys are doing a fantastic job, but we definitely appreciate it. Never in a billion years when we, this will be our fifth football season. I never thought we were going to have a wrestling podcast, especially the group of us that started it. I don't even know if Doug knows what a wrestling ring is. and you know, I don't know if you know this, Stripes. This was a long conversation between me and Nick, and we had a big conversation about we wanted to do something like this because I know Nick loves wrestling, loves talking about wrestling, and I wanted to give him an outlet. And then I met CZ, and we got to talking, and I realized that they knew each other. And I'm like, this could be a really cool thing because that's, you know, that's how we started For Fantasy Sake, you know, the fantasy football show that started the podcast network, is it was just friends who wanted an outlet to talk about, you know, their stuff and, you know, having an outlet to talk about wrestling because our family doesn't give a shit. Let's be honest. having that outlet to talk to your friends, even if you're just staring at each other talking about wrestling, you have no idea who's listening on the other end. It's just fun to do. So, like I said, I do appreciate you guys doing this as a closet wrestling fan myself. I guess you consider me out of the closet here. Let's not say
you,
that.
You've been out of the closet for as long as I've known you.
We'll invite you out of the closet happily, DJ.
No, but yeah.
you're a booger eater like the rest of us, man. That's the, you know,
so my wife, all booger eaters. My wife got COVID at Royal Rumble a year ago. When we went to St. Louis, and I called it Super Spreader Booger Fest. So,
yes.
So, but no, you guys do a fantastic job. If nobody else from our group tells you, we really do appreciate what you guys do. Not having an off season is a big deal, because you know we struggle on showing our faces all the time because football does have that lull in between the Super Bowl and the draft, in between the draft and week one of the NFL season. So it's nice to have something that keeps our name out there. And for sure, those are doing that. We appreciate it. Even if Nick is a Buccaneers fan.
And we have a lot of fun. Definitely have a lot of fun doing it here. Wouldn't have it any other way.
No.
We're going to close out. I'm going to play that, network promo one more time, and then that's going to end the show. We'll see you guys next week.